This is what the Mayfield Candle Factory looked like before the storm. This is what it looks like now.
I saw on site a backpack that was left behind and a pair of shoes. And it represents the tragedy that this tornado has wreaked on this area of Kentucky. We learned of a telephone that was recovered, a cell phone, that recorded 27 missed messages. We've lost fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, and others.
Teams from Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, are now on the scene, but the likelihood of finding more survivors diminishes by the hour. Friday's tornado destroyed everything it touched in Mayfield. This used to be the historic town center. Now it is leveled. That was once a doctor's office. Back there, churches, now nothing but rubble. This trailer was picked up in the sky and dropped here like a toy, and people's personal belongings from their homes, their photographs of their family members, now litter the streets. David Hargrove digs through what remains of his law office. Volunteers are helping him recover client files. He didn't expect to also find this.
I've had this desk since my daughter's been born, and you know, things they draw for you, and I had it under a glass. And that's the... I found most of that.
There's still no power or running water, but the recovery work is in full swing. 10,000 people call this town home.
I can't even tell what's what right now because it's all piled up. It's like a war zone that happened here. And it's unreal. Words can't describe what I feel right now of my hometown.
The loss of life here is the greatest shock. Knowing some of the ruined homes belong to the factory workers who will never return. Hearts are heavy as the cleanup continues. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Mayfield, Kentucky.